Hey everyone, welcome to this week's show. This is Lisa Anderson. Very excited to be with you, as I always am, but especially excited because we're in a new year and we love it, you know? So let's just be done with 2016. I want to just collectively agree with everyone that that's going to be good. But let me also tell you what's coming up later on in the show. I get to answer our inbox question today. It's about getting friend zoned, or more specifically, how not to friend zone others. So how can you kind of observe people, get to know them, become friends with them without just completely friend zoning them? So kind of keeping your options open. We all love options, don't we? For our culture segment, Shanti Feldhahn is back. She has a book called The 30-Day Kindness Challenge. If you already think you're kind enough, you definitely need to read this book because you're probably not. You know, I like to think I'm kind, but whatever. Apparently not according to Shanti. So we're going to talk about what it looks like to speak kindness and live kindness into other people's lives, especially those that we have some issues with. So those are the trickiest. But here we are, a fun segment here for our roundtable. We've got Ashley, Andrew, and Brandon back. Hey, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
All right. Well, I mentioned, you know, talking in our inbox about friend zoning and stuff. We're actually going to talk about being friendly versus flirting, because we get that question a lot here at Boundless. So we're going to have to break it down and talk practicality here when it comes to this. So, you know, it's interesting, and this is actually born out of someone wrote to us, and she was, you know, guys, don't take offense, but she was kind of mad at the guys, like, why am I just, like, friendly to a guy, and he thinks I'm interested in him, can't I just be friendly? And I'm like, well, yeah, hopefully, but, you know, we all apparently
there's a shortage of friendly women out there.
We misinterpret these cues, so, well, you know, I apparently never had this problem, because I think I've said before on the show that when I was interested in a guy, I would ignore him because I thought that would be a successful tactic. Mm. And I'd be like, oh, he's going to wonder why I'm so mysterious and why I'm ignoring him. And then he just basically talked to the friendly people. So, and ignored me. So, do not follow my example, folks. Let's just start with that. But I want to kick it off by asking, like, thinking of yourself, is there a difference here? Like, what is your friendly self and what is your interested self? Like, how, because you know that we all are prone to play some games, I think. So we don't want to. We want to be that person that's just, oh, I'm so kind and I just want to, you know, encourage everyone. But we've got a little bit of our game playing. So if you're being a friendly person, what are you looking like?
I think this is something I've had to kind of think through before because...
Yeah, you're friendly, Ashley.
I'm friendly and yeah. I'm very welcoming, especially to new people. So, like, mm-hmm. especially if there's, like, a new guy in the group who doesn't know anyone, I'd be like... Or girl, too. But I feel like guys kind of took it a different way than the girls did. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, come on in. Let's, like, bring them into the conversation. Mm-hmm. So thinking through, okay, how do I be a friend without it coming across the wrong way? Because I'm not meaning anything except for I just want you not to feel excluded here. So I think for me, one thing has been like only treating guys, like not singling anyone out, but treating everyone the same. Mm-hmm. So not doing it for someone if I wouldn't do it for a girlfriend or, you know, another guy or whatever. That's a big thing. And then also remembering that everyone is my brother or sister in Christ. So treating them like a brother, treating them like a sister. Mm-hmm. And I have brothers, so that's easy to think about, like, oh, would I treat my brother this way? So that's kind of how I define it.
Well, and isn't it weird? Okay, I'll just jump in here quickly because I feel like I just went through this because I also am a welcoming person. I'm the person who doesn't like anyone standing by themselves in a corner in a room. So I'm trying to include everyone and, oh, you have this in common. So talk to this person. Well, here's where that gets me. That basically gets me sometimes in trouble as far as the, oh, she must be interested in me. And so not long ago at church, this guy kind of pulled me aside. I was just innocently getting coffee and he asked me a question about a local restaurant. And I, of course, being my friendly self, was trying to give information because I'd been there. And then he's like, and so why don't we just go there sometime? And I was so blindsided and I was like, what? So then I started being irritated at my other single friends because they had not been as friendly to him. And I felt like I was a sacrificial lamb because I was so, you know, the friendly person and stuff. So anyway, so you can kind of tread into that space a little mm-hmm. bit, I think, some, you know. But it's almost like you can't avoid it because you're not going to stop being friendly. So I don't know. Andrew, what about you?
I think, You know, actually, like, just speaking to that situation, I think part of the answer to this is that in some ways, from a guy's perspective, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, he initiated, mm-hmm. and you didn't respond, and that's okay.
Well, no, I did. I went out with him because I was so paralyzed. Yeah, because and I really couldn't logically say. I had to give him props for coming out and asking.
But you weren't really interested.
No.
But don't
so
you think
had I had
that
my wits about me, I would have, like, I don't know, said something.
Shut it down. So yeah. So I think. Like, I understand, like, I don't know this guy, of course, but mm-hmm. I think in some ways I'm like, good for that guy who mm-hmm. he saw somebody that he was interested in and asked her out. And even if you had said, oh, I'm not really interested in you that way, or I wouldn't be interested, and just gracefully said, you're not interested, mm-hmm. good for him. And I would encourage him, like, that is what men do. Men initiate mm-hmm. and women respond, and it's okay if a woman doesn't respond.
Yeah.
That a man, you don't want to, like, be creepy about it. Like, if that was the first conversation with you, then I would probably talk to him about timing.
Yeah.
maybe insert a little more kindness before that.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah. But kindness challenge.
Yeah. So I think mm-hmm. I think part of it is, for a guy to, it's okay to initiate.
Yeah.
But also part of being a man is owning that risk of rejection. And if mm-hmm. she says, I'm not really interested in you that way, then you just gracefully say, oh, that's okay. That's great. Like, I really appreciate you and just want you to feel, appreciated. And then let it go, and don't let bitterness fester. I think part of the reason that creates this mm-hmm. is we don't want these awkward moments.
Yeah.
And these awkward moments are just part of relationships.
Right.
Like, we just kind of have to get used to, I think, I had so many, I could tell you dozens of stories just like that one.
Yeah.
And I finally just started realizing, like, this is just part of dating. Like, yeah. I'm going to see somebody. And so I started just, when I would ask somebody out, I would intentionally value them and just say, I see a lot of qualities in you and I'd love to spend time with you sometime. But mm-hmm. if you're not interested, no problem at all. Like, I don't want you to feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times where they would say, yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, like, thank you so much for being honest. And hopefully they feel at least valued in that.
Yeah.
But as a man, I have to own that awkwardness and completely release the pressure that she might feel.
Yeah.
So that I'm just owning that, because that's what men do. They protect people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and I totally get that. And that's where I'm kind of, like, torn, because what I take issue with is I feel like he would have asked other people out had they been friendlier.
Mm.
But I was just, like, the friendly magnet, because now I was, like, the person he talked to every week, So now I'm like, oh, okay. And then, like, when I talk to a couple of my other friends who, quite frankly, have more in common with him, they're like, what? We don't want to talk to him. We're not interested in him. And I'm like, this isn't about being interested in someone. You talk to everyone.
Yeah. But you do feel like if they would have been friendly to him, he would have been asking them out and not you. Right?
I mean, I don't feel like he was, like, the one person I need to marry is Lisa Anderson. XYZ. I think I was just kind of there. I mean, not that there aren't other people who just bona fide truly think I'm great, and that's fabulous. But I don't know. I feel like this one was kind of, okay, Brandon, help us out here.
I know. Oh, from the guy's perspective, I kind of can relate to Ashley a little bit in that I tend to want to be welcoming to those that are maybe by themselves or, just trying to engage in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of difficult, because I've been in both spots where I've just, in my mind, I was just being friendly, but I guess it came off as being more flirting to the other person. And I've been mm-hmm. in the other position as well. So it just, from my perspective, I try to balance it. I mean, obviously, if you're interested in someone, questions might be a little bit different. Friendly can just be, at least from my perspective, is just kind of high level of how you doing. Mm-hmm. you ask very non-probing kind of questions.
Right. And you definitely, like, shut it down and move on.
Correct.
At some point.
Exactly. Yeah. Versus if you're interested in that person, you might ask some more strategic types of questions.
Let's continue this conversation for 12 hours.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, something like that. Yeah. It's.
I don't see Brandon doing that.
No. Like, okay,
his would be like, let's go on a run for 12 hours.
You can survive that.
Yeah.
But it's a fine line. I think it's hard to delineate sometimes, especially on the receiving side of that. How do you really know?
I mean, I think the thing for me is, like, I always thought, like, I wish that it was easier in terms of when I like somebody, that they'll know because I am initiating and singling them out and kind of initiating. But I think that there's this posturing, like this like kind of this like flirtatious season where mm-hmm. he's trying to figure out, does she like me? Season. And she's trying to figure out, you know, right. season. Did I say season?
Yeah, but no, that's
a season.
Sense.
It was a season for me.
It's a 3 month
like
period.
Hunting season?
Yeah. 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 But I think, and because I feel like there's this time where it's like she's trying to send signals to him and he's trying to send signals to her. And I feel like that should just be, we're just being kind to everyone. And then the man, like, it just initiates. Mm-hmm. Like, so for, as a man, I don't want my first measure to be, well, I'm going to flirt for a couple weeks or a month. And then if that goes well, mm-hmm. then I'll initiate. Mm-hmm. No, you just need to initiate. Like, just take okay. a risk and say, yeah. hey, I would love to get to know you more, mm-hmm. you know, and just let that be the signal to her. But I think when guys are trying to be flirtatious, it's just confusing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, I think I wrote a blog post once, when I like you, you'll know. Mm-hmm. Like when I know, you'll know, because I don't want there to be this breakdown of communication where, yeah. And maybe it's just, I'm okay with the awkwardness, mm-hmm. you know, and like where other people are like, that's really awkward to do that to people, mm-hmm. but I'm okay with, hey, would you want to, you know, grab coffee sometime? No, I wouldn't. Okay. You know, have a nice life. But uh-huh. but for me, I'm like, I don't know. I'm okay with that, I guess.
Yeah. So you, I mean, are you saying like you were in this spot? I mean, obviously you're married now, but you know, you were in this spot like recently, because I feel like there are just a lot of guys that go the putting out feelers route. Like yeah. you said, kind of the flirtation, like, you know, I'm going to maybe ask my friend, ask his friend, ask her what she thinks about, or I'm going to write her a note, or I'm going to do these like 2,500 group activities and see if eventually yeah. she warms up to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's tricky.
I think when I was younger, I did do that.
Okay.
I did a lot of the posturing, a lot of like, I want to be so sure, I'm going to do my homework and I'm going to make sure that all of her girlfriends think it's a good idea and all my guy friends think mm-hmm. it's a good idea. And I think that like, it's just one of those risks in life where you just have to go for it sometimes. And, yeah. and sure, not right away. Like, don't be, you know, don't meet somebody and be like, oh, wow, you seem like just the type of person I want to marry. You know, let's get food.
Well, that's how you go out with someone every 5 years, basically, yeah, right. by doing yeah, that. Yeah. It's a lot of reconnaissance.
But I think, yeah, I think that if we shifted this conversation to, man, how can a guy let a girl know she's interested? And for a guy, I mean, for a woman, it's hard because how do you, like, I mean, and oh, probably there's a lot of women that would say, man, how do you let a guy know you're interested? Mm-hmm. And a lot of women would probably say, well, you know, you single him out, you do nice things for him, you mm-hmm. take care of him. And so, and hopefully he gets the picture. Mm-hmm. But I think from a guy, like if I was talking to the guys about this question, I'd be like, don't do the whole, like, I'm going to flirt with her for a while and then ask. Just mm-hmm. if you see value in her, then spend time with her. Mm-hmm. And it almost goes back to the thing like that I really believe we need to take the pressure off those early dates. Mm-hmm. Like going on a date with somebody is not a proposal. It's not marriage. Like I feel like if there's somebody out there, you know, who'd be like, man, I really don't see myself marrying him, but he seems like a really nice guy. Go on a date or two with him, you yeah. know, give him some time, give him a chance. So I don't know.
Yeah. But now I think like you guys would say that there are some helpful things that women can do to at least break down a few hurdles. I mean, like, you know, like I said, if I'm like fleeing the room every time a guy that I like comes yeah. in, I feel like he's going to get the wrong impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, I have used this example so many times because I just love it about the, you know, going to weddings and the women just hang out in their pack and like no guy can penetrate the wall of the 12 women dancing in the dance floor to line dances, yeah. you know, and it's like what guy wants to break into that. Yeah. So, you know, being approachable is good. Being alone once in a while is probably good. Are there any other things that are helpful in that or, you know, I mean, even Ashley, from a girl's perspective?
I think from my experience is just don't string the guy along or make him jump through mm-hmm. hoops. I've encountered that before and I have no patience for it. Mm-hmm. And that to me, while it could be harmless and maybe just a gauge of how interested, it can come across as, you know, having to like, okay, I'm going to make him do all of these things to see. And for me, it's like, okay, you either know mm-hmm. or you don't. Mm-hmm. So if it's not going to go anywhere, just say, I don't think this is going to work. Don't try to like mm-hmm. see how many things you can get him to do.
Yeah.
And then right. see if he's still there, you know, and right. maybe that's just me. It's just yeah. something that and I think from a guy's perspective too, it's the same thing. Don't string them along.
Yeah.
Man up. If you are interested, like Andrew said, engage. And
not get engaged.
Not get engaged. Engage. Yeah. And be willing to be shot down. And
no woman says that, no, by the way. Women aren't sitting around in their groups and being like, okay, engage. Just go in and engage.
So has he engaged?
That's good. And
totally.
Just don't beat around the bush. And okay. I think it goes, to me, goes both ways, I think.
So. And also, I think for women, like, being confident is a really big thing. Like, I think part of the reason why girls stick in packs is because it's safe, mm-hmm. and they don't have to be vulnerable. And then just, like, sitting alone for a little while seems scary sometimes. So being confident in who you are and your identity and being willing to put yourself out there a little bit is, I think, a really big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Good point. Any other things you think would be helpful just to make, either for guys or girls, and you can talk from either perspective, to make someone seem more approachable or to kind of level the playing field or feel like, okay, here's how I'm going to be friendly but not too flirtatious, or here I'm going to make myself seem approachable. I mean, what else have you seen play out pretty well?
Yeah, I think you're talking about the girl that might be interested in the guy, how does she let him know?
Give girls some ideas.
I think speaking highly of him publicly, and just, I mean, I think that all guys want to be respected. Mm-hmm. And so I think even just saying things like, you know, I really respect, you know, this thing that you're doing or the work that you're doing, or I think that can go a long way where again, you're not trying to make him like you, mm-hmm. but you want to let him know, like, I really respect kind of the way you live your life and, mm-hmm. and some of the things that you're doing with your life. And I think sometimes that guys can be like, oh, wow. You respect me? Like, I didn't know anybody respected me. Or, you know, whatever. Because I do feel like in our culture, mm-hmm. there's kind of this guys should be disrespected. Like, guys are lazy, they're slouches, or all this. You just hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it can go a long way to just compliment and say, you know, I really appreciate this about you.
Yeah.
And that can be, and I know that can be something that you want to do. I mean, we want to be encouragers. So it's kind of like, mm-hmm. where's that on the kindness or flirting scale? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a way to kind of show somebody that you, and also the guys need to recognize that one of the great tools you can give women to show you they're interested is let them respond to something that you're initiating. Mm-hmm. So say, hey, you know, I'm going to the park on Saturday, going to throw a Frisbee around, or some of us are, would you like to come, mm-hmm. and see how that goes? If she mm-hmm. says no several times, mm-hmm. then, you know, That has been a way that she's been able to show you that she responds. If you like a guy and he's doing that and you're saying no a lot, you might be sending the opposite message, you know? And I think, you know, there's probably people that don't, you know, connect those two, that when he initiates, get excited about that, even if you can't do it. Yeah. Like there was a time where there was a girl that did that, where she's like, oh, I would love to do that with you. That sounds so fun. I can't, I'm so sorry, but please ask again. Mm-hmm. That showed me, okay, there's at least some level of interest there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's not like I'm perpetually ill at home and please come back in 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think too, one thing you said made me think of this. Another helpful thing for guys is, guys, be like, just be about your life and be about other people. Like, I don't know many women that, whether in a church context or small group or social, whatever, the guys that are kind of the lone wolves are scary. Like, you don't know what they're about. They're kind of going from church to church. They're kind of like under the radar. You don't, and yet all of a sudden they're like asking women out, but they're not in their own, like, they're not in a small group. They don't have other men in their lives. So, you know, you want to know that they're like relating to other people. And that's like, you know, so I think, guys, set up your, you know, set up a life apart from pursuing women. Yeah. Be about, you know, doing ministry, serving, mm-hmm. like, you know, like you said, Andrew, in being an inviter, other people into your social life and sphere and stuff, I think is helpful. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, one thing that Jen has said, like when we were first dating, because we met at a conference, like didn't know each other's contexts, but she was able to meet some of my closest friends. And that gave her a picture of kind of the type of guy I am in who I surround myself with.
Yeah.
And she has said that, you know, like early on in our relationship when I was trying to like kind of figure out who you are, you know, besides all the blog posts.
right.
But that she looked at like the guys that I was closest to and said, man, if he has these guys as his friends, then mm-hmm. he's a solid guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, pick your friends wisely. If all the people that you hang out with, you know, are not helping your case to a young lady, then
sure.
it might be time to get some new friends.
Good points. All right, guys. Man, we barely even scratched the surface. So this is where everyone needs to jump in on the blog, and you guys can too. So as we, you know, as you see the post come up for this week's show, let us know what has and hasn't worked for you. Let us know what, you know, what you feel is a great way to evidence biblical maturity and good relational skills in doing this well and honoring other people. And let's help one another along in this, and hopefully we'll feed each other's thoughts. So thanks, guys.
Thank you. Sure. Mm-hmm.